some observations I have about the market right now. And this is not a buy or sell or anything like that. It's just the way I like to think about stuff. North Korea and South Korea are shaking hands on the border for the first time since 1953. This has been hanging over the market forever. Think about if this happened 6 months ago, how much further we've been through the highs. And now the market just kind of yawns. So that's, I noticed that. I noticed that we have great earnings from Amazon, Microsoft, Intel. I don't remember who else. There's a few of them. And there's more to come. Banks, all the banks had good earnings. Market pops, comes back down. Yield curve slowly moving more to an inverted fashion. It's not inverted yet. Doesn't mean I'm not calling for some kind of crash in the market. It's just as a trader and someone who's looking to invest in some themes, you look at what's going on right now and you have to be a little bit cautious because here we are with the signs, right? We're getting these events that should be really good and they just kind of don't matter. So I think it's important to see if we can grind out in the consolidation here sideways and shrug this off and move higher, or more likely the correction is going to be larger. If this stuff can't push us up, what's going to push us up? More than likely, what's going to come out that we don't see and push us down? I think the focus on the Federal Reserve being determined to raise rates, even if they're measured, and this trade war crap that's hanging around in the background is a bigger deal than what's going on with earnings and with North Korea. Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, a lot of this could be the fact that we priced in so much positive stuff the last, whatever, 18 months, 10 years, 18 months or so. But, everyone looks to these infrastructure plans that are coming out to boost us. But the market, when you can't climb the wall of worry anymore, when everything starts to kind of look better, that's when trouble starts. And I think we're moving into that now more so than we have in the past. So it's going to mean at least more volatility and less of the grind up every day. Everything's, you buy and hold and everything's great. I think that era is coming to an end for now. Things always go in and out of style. And I think it's really important for us to recognize when things are shifting. But for people who are trading, swing trading, position trading, day trading, it's a good environment because you're going to get more movement.